This might be like the greatest hits episode of Overtime with the subjects we're going to touch on today. There's some three bangers.
You're not wrong. A lot of updates in the news these days on classic necro, classic necro series.
Yeah, including stuff we just talked about last time on Overtime. Revisit.
The updates keep flowing.
Yeah.
A certain somebody is in the news a lot doing her thing.
You know, we said that on the last episode, last OT, that we all hoped that she took this breakup and just kind of faded off for a bit, took care of herself,
yeah,
and learned how to live.
Of course.
Yeah.
She was back in the headlines like 2 days later, like that.
Oh, all right. Well, that'll be a juicy little tidbit to get into.
Sure.
Hey, we're taking a Sunday off. A rare Sunday off for Cool Down Media. Declan does not get the day off. He'll be working.
Oh, 100%.
He's got a lot of stuff to do.
Fuck that guy.
A lot of stuff to do.
Sunday brunch for that guy? No.
No. No. He could chew on his shoe while he's doing paperwork. But we're off this week. For good reason.
Yeah, I had to have surgery last week and have my gallbladder removed. So
that doesn't sound pleasant.
Mm-mm. But
you're on the mend.
Yeah.
Feeling better.
Came out for OT tonight.
Yeah.
Just lost a bunch of weight. You look good, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Slimming down.
He really is.
Yeah. I lost a lot of weight. I've had stomach issues for years that keep me like in and out of the hospital. Like once or twice a year, I'll be in the hospital for something. And finally this year, my body was just like, hey, enough.
Get this thing out of me.
Yeah. So
did you take it home in a jar and formaldehyde?
Did not. My wife suggested doing that.
Said, of course she did.
I said, no. Don't want that.
How about no? Yeah, don't want that. But you're doing good? Everything's...
Yeah. Yep. Doing good. Just eating healthy.
You're pretty famous. I bet that doctor's auctioning off like on eBay that Ian Namapod's gallbladder right now. It's probably out there.
Zach has already bought it. Sight unseen. Next time we go to Vegas, it's going to be fucking in the museum. Ian's not even going to be aware of it. Like, what the fuck? They got my gallbladder.
I bought Ian's gallbladder. What are we feeling about this purchase?
He was moments from death when this was inside of him, and he didn't even know it. That would be $65 a ticket, please.
Some people say it's filled with evil. All we see are gallstones, but the evil's inside.
They're going to put it right next to the Dybbuk box. Or what is it? The Dybbuk? Yeah. Dybbuk box? Have a little video you have to watch before you go in the room. Fucking Post Malone's there looking at Ian's gallbladder. None of that is made up, by the way. That is exactly what happens when you're there. You have to watch a video of Zach and Post Malone drinking or hanging out inside the room of the Dybbuk box, and something happens. And they run out to the parking lot and they're panting and trying to catch their breath.
Oh, really?
And then something else happens.
Mm.
Ruins their whole night.
Something's always happening here.
They did say that a lot. Stuff's always happening there.
I bet it is. Like fleecing the people that are buying tickets. That's what's happening.
Yeah. A little bit. There were some cool things. Wasn't totally, bogus, but not all of it great.
It's better now.
It's coming from a guy who's been to, a lot of WrestleMania. So who am I trying to kid? you can work me pretty easily.
WrestleMania was fun the other night. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it.
I would like to point out that on one Sunday, Dave watched NASCAR and then WrestleMania.
That's true. That
he is living his best Mike life on that Sunday. That's a great day, pal. Good for you.
Huh?
Welcome to white trashism. It's pretty cool. You get used to it pretty quick.
Feels good on me. Yeah. Not really.
You're going to have a 3 tattoo on your shoulder here real soon with the halo above it.
I think I forgot how to read.
Yeah, WrestleMania was fun.
It was.
Night one was a little slow.
I only saw the main event.
Yeah,
I did not see
it. It was a
little
slow, but night two was great. Night two felt like a WrestleMania.
I thought so. Yeah. Okay. What's leading us off?
Well, to kick things off today, we have an update on our friend Gypsy Rose Blanchard. You guys ever hear her?
No, who's that? What'd she do?
When we last talked, or last checked in on Gypsy Rose, she had separated from her husband, WWE Hitman license plate guy, yeah. who had the Fire D. Apparently not so much.
Means fire divorce.
She left him with the dog, too.
It's just rude.
They adopted a dog together. Now he's stuck with it.
Hmm. He's like, I fucked Gypsy Rose and all I got was a stupid dog. That's his t-shirt. You know? He's out walking his dog trying to pick up women. So the headline is Gypsy Rose Blanchard spends time with Ken Erker after Ryan Scott Anderson split. Let's meet her ex-fiancé. So apparently she had another fiancé in prison before that guy, and she's back with this guy. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been making headlines since her December 2023 prison release. Most recently, Blanchard has been spotted out with ex-fiancé Ken Erker as she acclimated back into society after being behind bars for 7 years. Blanchard started an Instagram account and showed off her relationship with husband Ryan Scott Anderson, whom she married in 2022. In late March 2024, Blanchard reportedly announced in a Facebook post that she and Anderson had split. Quote, people have been asking what is going on in my life. Unfortunately, my husband and I are going through a separation, and I moved in with my parents down in the bayou, she wrote. I have the support of my family and friends to help guide me through this. I am learning to listen to my heart. Right now, I need time to let myself find who I am. I think that's where we left it off last time with our last OT on Gypsy. In the days that followed, Blanchard was spotted out with Erker, and the two got matching tattoos. Oh, that was quick.
Oh, right on her forearm. Mm. Just smack dab in the middle of the forearm.
Yikes.
Was it something like personal to the other person? Like, is it his initials on her arm? Or is it something that, like, if they split up, she could just be like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's just a fucking heart.
It's a, I don't know, it's like a wolf mixed with a heart kind of thing.
Okay.
It's like all wispy.
All right.
It'd be easy to blast over.
Yeah.
That's good.
That'll be what happens probably.
Erker learned of Blanchard's story after the Mommy Dead and Dearest documentary was released in 2017. So he sent her a letter in prison, just like the other husband. They got engaged in 2018, but split while she was still behind bars. Blanchard served 7 years of a 10-year sentence after pleading guilty to second-degree murder following the death of her mom, Claudine Dee Dee Blanchard. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the status of their relationship, Erker said he and Blanchard are, quote, just hanging out as friends in a recent TikTok Live. But who is Blanchard's ex-fiancé? Keep scrolling for everything to know about Erker. This is from Us Magazine. I don't know that we want to know everything about Erker.
Huh. Nah.
That's the update, though. I'm not interested in... look at these headlines. Erker has a big family. Erker and Blanchard had a rocky romance. Erker has tattoos. Those are the cliff notes about Erker.
Well, I'm...
Erker and Blanchard were friends first.
Didn't she also do a post? I think one of you guys sent it to me that like she's now also going to work on like her body.
Yeah.
She's getting some plastic surgery is what it hinted at, right?
Are we working towards an OnlyFans here?
That might be the likely outcome. I was going to mention that a lot of people had sent me that fake Gypsy Rose OnlyFans link. I'm like, guys, it's fake.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, somebody opened an OnlyFans. It was like...
With what photos, though? Like
it was her picture, but it was GYPS, so Gyps Rose. I'm like, okay. This is not real. Come on. Are you so easily duped?
You know somebody signed up for that.
I'm sure they did. That person cashed the check and shut the site down before anyone could find it.
Probably a smart move.
Yeah, last week, the vibe was just chill out and get better, whatever. This week, I'm like, just live your best life, right? It doesn't seem like she's going to slow down or anything.
No,
so just do what you want, I guess.
As someone who's probably never had the opportunity to spend any time alone, she probably doesn't know how to be alone with herself, right? She doesn't know herself. She probably doesn't know who she is. She needs some time by herself.
Is she making money? Like, is she at least cashing in on this little bit of fame before it kind of eventually fades out?
She's got that reality show coming up.
Okay, so yeah. That's right. She's doing
I assume
something.
They paid her for some of those interviews when she got out of jail, right? They should have.
I just mean if you're going to be in the news all the time, I hope you're cashing in someplace else as well. The reality show makes perfect sense, and she'll get a good payday out of that.
That thing about her getting plastic surgery said you'll be able to see about it on season whatever of whatever the show's called.
We got to spice that show up, so.
You got to get plastic surgery.
The producer's like, look, what if you undergo surgical procedures just to get some ratings?
Yeah.
That's what they told Ian when they were like, yuck, your gallbladder's fine. But they don't know that. Nobody else knows that. We'll get the cameras rolling. Patreon.com/Necronomipod. You got Mike there in the surgical room just recording all of it. Like taking selfies. I'm like, oh, Ian's cut open behind me.
Hey, Doc, is that the best gallbladder you've ever seen on a man?
How good is that
the
look?
Size of that thing?
That's a dynamite gallbladder.
You sense any evil in there? Something Zach might be interested
Doc, what are we feeling? I think we missed out on a payday, boys.
But outside of the reality TV show that's come out, I don't know. Is she really putting herself out there for the news or are people just stalking her like TMZ type? People very interested in what she's doing. I mean, what
she was doing a lot of interviews. I don't know if she still is, but I mean, she's certainly putting her personal business out there, which tells me she wants that attention, right? You don't put it out there if you don't want it picked up.
I suppose that's right.
But again,
I mean, she's posting on social media about this stuff. So
true. And it is good. It's good hype for the show. People are going to watch. Like that first season's going to get good ratings.
Everyone's going to watch it. Everyone's going to watch it.
Theoretically, they've been filming for it, right? They've probably caught all this stuff on tape.
It probably season one probably started the second she walked out of prison. Yeah. Before.
I think we're on season three.
Yeah.
Like this is pretty good.
I hope she's making money. I hope she's
had a
good attorney to negotiate that contract. I hope she's being well compensated.
Hopefully it doesn't go too off the rails for her.
Yeah, like I don't want her to end up dead in a couple years. I just don't want to see that.
We said it last time. Like, she's never had time to just kind of probably grow and be a person.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the healthiest of lifestyles right now to just come out of all that and now instant, like, celebrity type.
What else is she going to do, though? She can't go get a normal job.
That's why I said
receptionist? Like, what alternative paths does she have? Other than trying to cash in maybe on a reality show while she's in the news. I mean, it's going to fade out in a couple of years, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I think at least get paid now.
You have to.
I don't see why she couldn't get a job, though.
Not now.
Eventually. Get a job.
Maybe,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, right now, I don't think anybody probably hire her just because of whatever media storm it could bring.
Yeah.
The Catch Me Outside girl had the best plan. Of anybody.
She 100% did.
Yeah. She cashed in on that so fast.
The OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, in the first month, she didn't ever had to work another day in her life.
Right.
Yep.
Does she still even do OnlyFans?
I don't know.
She's pregnant. So I don't know. I think she's doing pregnant OnlyFans, right?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I'm sure that's a thing. I'm not going to Google that, but...
I mean, I don't know what kind of a rapper she is, so I'm not sure there's a future there.
Was that her thing, a rapper?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. I didn't know. All right, well, I'm sure there'll be another update on Gypsy here not too long.
Hopefully a good one.
Maybe we'll just talk about the success of the reality show.
I hope so. I don't want to hear bad stuff about her. I hope she turns out okay.
Maybe it'll pass the Kardashians. I mean, that's a reality show that's been going on for, what, 160 years?
That's been a long time.
Like, what will die first, the Kardashians or Grey's Anatomy? I don't know. Both have been going on, like, forever.
I didn't even realize the Kardashians still had a show.
I'm not sure if they do. It seems like they still do.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode.
No, I don't think
I have. Nor do I want to.
And I don't think I've seen an episode of Grey's Anatomy, and that's been around since literally I was in high school.
Yeah, I've never seen an episode of that either.
Oh. That might be over, too. But it was going pretty recently. So was the Kardashians.
I see commercials for it for Hulu.
New? Or did they just buy like
the... Looks new because that lady looks really old now. So I think it's pretty new.
That's insane. Someone's watching it.
Is absolutely watching it.
They cancel shows real quick nowadays.
Yeah.
That's a boomer show.
Is that a Boomer show?
I think so. That's who's watching it, right?
I don't know who's fucking watching that. Although I watch 911, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's a ridiculous show.
I have not seen that one either. I don't know, like, to your point, I don't know a single person that watches Grey's Anatomy. I don't think I've ever known a person that's watched it. Somebody's watching it. Like, no one was ever like, oh, I can't hang out on Wednesday. I got to watch Grey's Anatomy.
That's right.
No one has ever said that to me.
Shocking.
It's probably because someone's out there like, well, it's not on fucking Wednesdays, you idiot. It's Tuesdays.
Are there cliffhangers in Grey's Anatomy, or is it like a Law and Order where each episode's like a one-off?
Oh, I know. I cliffhangers. Think it's, yeah, oh, I think it's like there's the love romances and like almost like a modern day ER. Do you ever watch that show? I used to watch some of that. Did you ever watch ER?
With Clooney back in the old
ER?
Yeah,
no, yeah, sure. Was it?
Sometime, once in a while.
Yeah. Like
Juliana Margulies.
But I think it's more, whereas that. That had its romance and stuff, but it was also like more medical drama.
Yeah.
I feel like Grey's is more like the medical dramas behind the scenes, and it's more romance. I think, I mean, I literally haven't seen it, but from the little clips that everyone,
I think there's cliffhangers because that one dude got killed years ago. The guy from Can't Buy Me Love.
In real life or on
on the show?
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Sorry, if that's a spoiler, rewind it and pretend you didn't hear me say that.
I also like how we say we never seen it, and now we've been talking about this show for 3 minutes now.
I don't watch it, but I know stuff because I'm just...
You see the ads and the trailers.
Exactly.
And,
yeah. I'm just aware of things.
It pops up. And like I see like an ad, like the series premiere of Grey's Anatomy. I was like, how? This has been going on as long as I've been alive.
That's right.
I'm going to have my series finale, Death, before Grey's Anatomy has their series finale. I eat fast food and drink beer. Like, I don't have a lot of time. I'm a mini series. We'll see what happens.
Your shelf life is...
Unless, like, Hulu or Netflix picks me up for a second run. Like, I don't got a lot of time left. What's next?
You guys ready for the next story?
I'm ready.
It's an interesting one. I'm sure you'll be shocked by. Church of Scientology tried to derail actor Danny Masterson's rape trial by harassing and intimidating the prosecutor, including breaking into their home and car and having them followed. Explosive unearthed documents suggest. I think we talked about this when Danny went to prison, but intimidating prosecutors and breaking into their stuff? That's a lot.
Sounds very Scientology. I was waiting for that whole trial just to get thrown out because they were going to pull their shit.
Yeah.
I was anticipating them doing all that stuff and then Danny Masterson just not going
like it,
to jail.
It being successful. Yeah. Right. Their ploy. Sure. Danny Masterson's rape victims have accused the Church of Scientology of trying to derail the trial against him by running a campaign of harassment and intimidation against a prosecutor, according to court documents. They claim in December filings seen by the LA Times that the prosecutor's home and car windows were broken, the prosecutor's home electronics were tampered with, and defendant's agents surveilled the prosecutor. The declaration did not name the prosecutor or offer any additional details, and the church has vigorously denied that members had anything to do with the incidents, according to the Times. Prominent Scientologist and actor Masterson was convicted last May of raping two women in the early 2000s. He was sentenced in September by a Los Angeles jury to 30 years to life behind bars with the possibility of parole for two counts of rape with force, violence, or fear of bodily injury. After his sentencing, Masterson was expelled from the Church of Scientology and declared a suppressive person, or SP, which the church defines as someone whose behavior seeks to impede the spiritual progress of those around him.
I have questions about that.
Yeah.
Because he was real high up on the ladder.
Yeah.
Like what, I wonder what they changed or like how they got around that. Like how do you declare someone a suppressive person once they've gotten that high?
Well, the next paragraph in the story says, but even with the expulsion, the church maintains that Masterson is innocent of all charges, according to insiders. So if they feel he's innocent, why are they expelling him like that? They're not even sticking by him when they feel like he's been, you know, wrongly convicted? What kind of fucking example is that? It's David Miscavige.
It's not consistent.
Maybe if he gets out of jail, then he'll stop being a suppressive person.
Maybe temporary.
Maybe a temporary expulsion. Have they done the SP'd Leah Remini by now?
Oh, yeah.
Or was she not even important enough that they didn't even have to, like,
SP? Oh, they did a long time ago, yeah.
Officially, like, SP'd her?
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to do that to Tom Cruise? We talked about him having some issues. Where do they stand, I wonder?
Never seen an update since that. He was filming Mission Impossible right in London and he never stopped by for a chat and afternoon tea.
You got to say hello.
Yeah.
You didn't say hello.
Oh, you're in town. You can't stop by. Can't make time. Can't get audited. Come by and audit my cock while you're here in London. There's an ongoing court case with Leah Remini, too. Like, that's an ongoing
one. I just assume there's always an ongoing court case with her after all that, the show she did blasting them.
So how bold is it if that's true that agents from the church are breaking into the car and or home of the prosecutor? I mean,
it's just not surprising, though. Like, I almost we talked about it when the trial was happening, like, oh, they're going to fucking pull some strings and get this thing. You know, he's not going to jail. It is very bold, but it just seems like that's what they do.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before with Vince McMahon and Harvey Weinstein. Like, you have enough money that you're in your own bubble. You're above everything else. You make your own reality.
Sure, sure. I mean, even if you think back to mob trials where, you know, they would try to intimidate jurors or witnesses and whatnot, but I don't think you
But that's ever... different. That was cool, though. Like, the mob's cool, so that's different.
You never read about them attacking a prosecutor, right?
Remember, like,
seems a bridge too far in most cases.
You attack the enemy who got your guy in trouble.
Yeah.
You go after them. It's you go after their families. You don't go after the people not in the life.
Doing their job.
Yeah.
I think a large portion of one of our parts on Scientology was about how they got their tax exempt status. But just a broad overview of that was just they infiltrated the IRS, basically.
That's
they
right.
got members in there. They got dirt on people. And it was this whole elaborate operation. But at the end of the day,
you're right.
They got their tax exempt status.
You are absolutely right. That's what happened.
So I think fucking with the electronics of a prosecutor isn't that big of a deal. Maybe
small time at that point.
Yeah.
And there's so many layers probably between people that those directions come from on high. And, you know, if those low level people that actually carry that out get caught, then so be it. But there's enough separation in between the people that are, you know, performing those actions against the prosecutor and the people that ordered it, that they just probably don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. There would be no direct tie to David Miscavige.
No, of course not.
For something like that.
Someone found his fucking wife. He's walking around like he's fine. He's not getting touched.
That has been such a long time. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
His wife, Shelley, who hasn't been seen in public in close to 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's like 17 years.
Yeah. Leah Remini's been looking for her all this time.
Yeah.
No, she's been making some new shows with Kevin James also. I refuse to watch that.
Has she?
They did a second, like King of Queens they did.
Yeah.
Which I liked that show. That was pretty funny.
It was good.
Like the Kevin James show. It was like a whole new character, but Leah Remini was back as his wife.
Really?
I don't know. It was like one of those CBS, you know, laugh track. I think it was on like after fucking Big Bang Theory and Two and a Half Men. Yeah, they did it. I don't know if it's still going, but like they did a second show and I remember seeing a trailer for it. And I'm like, so it's King of Queens? I'm like, no, this is a new show. But that's his wife. No, it's not. Now he's Kevin James. He's not Doug Heffernan or whatever his name was. I'm like, okay.
So he was himself, but she was a fake real wife with a different name?
Yeah, but like that's also the thing. Like I remember years ago they did the Michael J. Fox show. Do you remember that? Like it lasted like a season or two, like early 2010s or something. And it was the Michael J. Fox show, but his name on the show was like Michael Davis. Like it wasn't Michael J. Fox.
I don't watch this nonsense.
Yeah, and so it was really like I don't even think it lasted half a season. By Christmas, it was canceled. So it was called like the Kevin James show. I don't know what his name was on the show. And I don't even know if he was playing himself. But it was called the Kevin James show. And Leah Remini was back as his wife. Maybe people just wanted that on-air chemistry again. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I would watch her on anything.
I agree with that. But I did not see that.
I like Kevin James too. He's pretty funny.
He is. I guess the moral of the story is don't fuck with Scientology. Because They will fuck you back. They don't care.
But I'm really glad that Danny Masterson got his comeuppance on that one. He deserved every bit of that prison time, and
he sure seemed guilty.
And yeah, and I'm glad there wasn't enough fuckery to have some kind of
mistrial
or acquittal or whatever.
Yeah. Ian, he got in some trouble recently, huh? Danny Masterson.
Oh yeah, a video came up on my TikTok talking about him getting fucked up in jail. A gang put a hit out on him, and he had been refusing to leave his cell, refusing to eat and stuff. And then he finally had to leave, and one of them jumped him and fucked him up pretty bad.
He's probably not suited for jail.
No, there was pictures of the individuals that put that hit out on him.
Not people to fuck with.
No, not at all.
Right.
That 30 years of life, that's a fuck you sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That you don't expect to see in something like this. Big Hollywood, whatever.
Doesn't normally happen, sure. What'd you say?
How old is he?
40-ish?
Yeah.
I think.
No.
Scientology even tried to come at us once, possibly. Bought some shoes in your name, Dave, some Yeezys, back when I used to wear those.
It was like 5 years ago, right after we did the Scientology series. Like somebody got my credit card and it was like a fraudulent attempt to buy Yeezys on the website.
They didn't much care for that audit my cock comment you made.
It was very right around the Scientology time. I'm like, we paused it and I searched back in my text messages. I'm like, Scientology targeting me. Trying to buy Yeezys on my card. I forgot all about the fuckers.
Usually I'd be like, we weren't very big back then, or we were pretty small, but we did interview Tony Ortega. That's right true. At that time.
We were on the radar.
They were listening to everything he did.
Probably. They probably have somebody keyword searching what he does.
And now Danny Masterson is in prison auditing cock. So who won? Justice.
Yeah, there's going to be more Wheezy's on your credit card statement. Did I say Wheezy's? Yeezy's. Yeah. Wheezy's. They're going to be Wheezy's bootleg Yeezy's. Buy these Wheezy's.
So, Scientology flexing their muscle.
But they lost that.
They
one.
Lost.
Hmm.
Unsuccessful op.
Well, nobody's perfect, not even Roman Reigns, right? Everybody loses at some point. What's last? What do we got here? This will be a good one. I know it.
Well, here we go for the finale today. Michael Jackson's alleged victims seek to open sealed records featuring nude photos of late star ahead of new trial. What do you think's going on there?
Do we have to talk about this? We don't have another update on anything that we could just get to. Booty hole, booty hole, booty hole. I always forget about that at the end.
I think he knows he's been summoned that we're talking about him this evening. In court documents, Michael Jackson's production company is asking that Wade Robson and James Safechuck's request to get police records get thrown out. This is hot off the presses. This is People.com, April 4th, just a couple days ago. Michael Jackson's production company is trying to prevent the late pop star's accusers, Wade Robson and James Safechuck, from getting access to his police records. In court documents filed on Wednesday, April 3rd, in the Superior Court of Los Angeles and obtained by People, the Thriller Singers company, MJJ Productions, is asking Robson and Safechuck's request to obtain access to these documents be thrown out, as they believe they are looking to access, quote, photographs of Michael Jackson's genitalia and naked body taken by police.
Did this smell good enough for you in there?
Play that one more time.
Did this smell good enough for you in there?
Is that Michael Jackson?
Yeah, you bet it is.
It almost smells. It almost sounds like a Michael Jackson Pee-wee Herman mashup. Play it one more time. Is there not a little Pee-wee Herman in this?
Does it smell good enough for you in there?
Like the sass. That's some Pee Wee Herman sass.
I suppose I can see where you're coming from.
So are we talking like after like autopsy photos or like photos of him in his bed or from photos of when like evidence when he was allegedly messing around with kids?
Yeah, from that court case years ago, they took pictures of his wiener.
Yeah, I mean, they took full body pictures, like every part of his body was photographed. Yeah,
that's true.
Why did they do that?
Well, he had specific markings and stuff.
That they were, okay.
To corroborate the eyewitness depictions of his wiener.
I remember now.
And it stunk so bad.
I don't know why Michael's admitting it was wiener. However, the court documents state that these images are sealed by a court-entered protective order from the Santa Barbara Superior Court. Quote, beyond the invasion of privacy issues, the available records indicate the photograph plaintiffs now seek are also subject to a strict protective order agreed to by Michael Jackson and Santa Barbara law enforcement and entered by the Santa Barbara Superior Court. The filing reads, the suit claims that since July 2018, multiple subpoenas from Robson and Safechuck for the records, who were featured in the bombshell four-hour HBO documentary Leaving Neverland and claimed Jackson sexually molested them when they were children, have been quashed. What is Square One? Have you ever seen Square One? What does that have to say about the situation?
Never heard of it.
In the motion, attorneys for Michael Jackson's production company argue that the photograph the plaintiffs seek were not taken willingly by Mr. Jackson. They were the result of a court-ordered search based on a false statement, what became a discredited criminal investigation. They added, to allow plaintiffs to exploit that series of circumstances to their benefit by obtaining these photographs now adds a second defilement to the first.
It's people with a dirty mind that think like that.
Absolutely, Michael. You tell them. Dirty mind, motherfuckers.
Does it smell good enough for you in there?
I think he's talking about the booty hole. Booty hole, booty hole.
No.
Does it smell good enough for you in there? Robson and Safechuck are currently suing his production company, claiming the singer's staff is liable for allowing his alleged abuse of them. In late February, Robson, a choreographer and director, and Safechuck, a director, writer, and actor, won the right to combine their lawsuits against Jackson's companies into one case with the goal of going to trial early next year, ahead of the April 2025 release of the Antoine Fuqua-directed Michael biopic, Rolling Stone reported. New Michael biopic coming out, huh? They want the Michael Jackson biopic to come out before the trial. That's what I think, the duo's lawyer, John C. Carpenter, told the outlet. These corporations have facilitated the abuse in the first place. They're rewriting the history. And there's a whole bunch of legal stuff following, but I don't know that that's necessary to get into.
Yeah.
I've helped many, many, many children.
Yeah, I mean, this is uncalled for.
Well.
And it stunk so bad.
We got a lot of shit on Twitter for that series we did.
Yeah.
They were coming after us on that one.
Yeah. Because we hadn't seen Square One.
And then someone who was like a part of Square One listened to our series and was like, oh, they really didn't say anything that awful.
No.
They told the truth.
We were fair.
We were very fair to Michael.
I think so. He was doing weird shit, man.
There was some fuckery going on there.
Yeah. Come on.
Just nothing to put him in jail for, I think. Definitely not the first time around.
Not the first, yeah.
Second time, yeah, you could get a little.
There was some weird stuff. What was we were talking about earlier? When he was pasting like kid faces on adult porn.
Yeah, that was part of the search warrant.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, that was the evidence, and that was the second time around. But he had Johnny Cochran on his side and stuff for that.
I've helped many, many, many children.
Well, there you heard it. He's helped them.
Was Johnny Cochran on his legal team? I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a I wouldn't call it famous speech or a famous quote or anything like that from Johnny Cochran, but he was getting real fired up about those nude pictures being taken of him, doing like his impassioned, like my, embarrass my client thing.
If the description of my penis don't fit, you must have quit.
they ever take photos of egg dick?
Not that I recall.
Just curious to know what an egg dick looks like. Didn't know if that was out there.
You could probably Google it.
I'm not going to, though, but yeah, just curious. All right. Well, we'll probably hear more about that then.
Probably.
A few months after some court proceedings occur. That's three big topics we updated tonight.
There's a lot going on in the world.
Three of our finer series. Z-z-z-z.
Long series, too. Scientology was, what, four parts in an interview?
Yeah. MJ was a couple.
Yeah, he was two parts.
Yeah.
Gypsy was, I don't remember.
Two, I think.
Two. That makes sense.
A lot of information.
So two, two, four. That's
good. Two, four. Hey,
that's eight episodes you can go back and listen to right now. Get all caught up. Enjoy. Bye.